If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My Italian mother, we went to my close friend in college is Matthias Kiwanuka, who was a defensive end for the New York Giants. Okay. We went to a game where he played in Detroit and he got hurt. As we were walking out, she went in the bathroom, came back out, threw her shirt away. Luckily, she was wearing a jacket over it. But she's like, it's all my fault. It's this shirt. And we're like, got it. So my mom caused an injury from the stands.
Yeah, that's terrible. I would never think anything like that.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Freeland, and I am an expert dog mom.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Broadway smash hit, Off the Beat. I am your host, Brian Baumgartner, and of course, this isn't a Broadway hit at all. It's a podcast. Thank you all for listening. Today, it's the second week of February. And does anybody know what that means? Raise your hands, please. I can't see them. But this Sunday is America's newest national holiday. That's right. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I'm excited. I hope at least some of you are as well, whether you're watching for the game or for the commercials or for Usher, the halftime performer. Super Bowl Sunday is a day that, well, we all get to sit around and eat bad food and consume various beverages. Super Bowl 58, the San Francisco 49ers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. As many of you know, I actually do not have a specific dog in this fight, but I do expect it to be a very, very good game. Two of the best teams this year. No one can argue that. And two of the best franchises in football squaring off in this game. For the Chiefs, their last Super Bowl was, well, it was last year. So they're looking to go back-to-back for the first time since the Patriots won Super Bowls 38 and 39 back in 04 and 05. Friends, nearly 20 years ago. I couldn't believe that when I looked it up. The Niners, speaking of shocking, to me at least, I can't believe they have not won the Super Bowl for almost 30 years now. Gosh, that makes me feel so old. It felt like they were winning every Super Bowl for so long. Their last Super Bowl victory, Super Bowl 29 in Miami, where Steve Young was still the quarterback. Although the Niners have not won in 29 years, these two teams met a mere 4 years ago, Super Bowl 54. Many of the people are the same. The coaches are the same, Kyle Shanahan and Andy Reid. Many of the players are the same. Patrick Mahomes, Ma'Auto, State Farm joke. Travis Kelce. Has Travis Kelce been in the news this year at all? I don't know. I haven't heard much from Travis since I saw him at the American Century Championship last year. It's like he's hasn't been in the news that much. Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, many, many more. There's two differences, though, for the Niners. Of course, Christian McCaffrey and Mr. No Longer Irrelevant Brock Purdy. Is that going to be enough against, against probably the biggest change for the Chiefs, their defense? I looked it up, depending on which metrics and numbers or whatever you use. But most people say the number two total defense in the league this year. I couldn't find anyone who ranked them outside of the top five. A very, very differently constructed team this year for the Chiefs, though, of course, they still have Patrick Mahomes. Now, speaking of numbers, we have the amazing Cynthia Freeland on the podcast today. Special visit for Super Bowl week. She is, as many of you know, the numbers expert over at the NFL Network. And in just a few minutes, I'm going to have her on to get her valuable insight on the big game and see if I can get any of you with a, shall we say, financial interest in the game. Well, maybe get you a little bit of help. Cynthia is going to be joining us in a few minutes. But first, I wanted to take a little pause here and talk about my year so far. You know, I love talking to all my great guests here, and I feel like that's what this program is all about. I never want it to be about me, but I do get questions on social media and when I run into people about what it is that I'm doing. They'll see a picture on social media. Why are you in Orlando? What are you doing? Are you a golfer now? Like what are you doing? And so I want to take a few minutes and just talk about what I've been doing, and specifically an event I'll talk about in a minute that was very, very meaningful for me. I want to start back a couple of weeks ago. I was in Orlando for Orlando. I always, whenever I say now Orlando, I think of the Book of Mormon song, Orlando. The Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions there in Orlando, Florida. You know, my mom was born in Orlando, and my grandparents lived there their most of their lives. So I spent a lot of time in the Orlando area. It's always great to go back. But the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions is, it's not, let's just say this, it's not relaxing, okay? It is 5 days of golf. It is a professional golf tournament. Celebrities are playing in a professional golf tournament alongside the LPGA players, any player who has won a tournament over the last 3 years. Now, winning any golf tournament is not easy. Winning a professional golf tournament on the LPGA Tour is certainly no small feat. So we played along them. I played 5 days in a row. I walked for four of them. And, let's just say it started out well for me. Okay. Probably my best tournament round, at least in a long, long time. I had a few birdies round one. I played really well. My best score, certainly at the Orlando tournament there at Lake Nona Golf Club. And on 18, I made birdie on the first day. And I've told a few people since. I walked into the clubhouse. I was playing at the end of the day, and I walked in the clubhouse, and most of the other players were assembled there having lunch, and all the televisions were on. And I birdied 18 and I walked in the clubhouse and I said, it was like I had just had a movie premiere. That's how I felt. I walked into the room and people were clapping and yelling, and because everyone had just seen on national television my, let's call it a 22-foot birdie up the hill, drifting right slightly into the hole. And everyone was in there watching. Obviously, when I walked in, not too much later, maybe one of the best sports feelings that I've ever had. Now, we then played round two, didn't go quite as well. Round three, kind of the same as round two. By round four, I wanted to be anywhere else on the planet. Okay. It was a struggle bus, as we call it in the business. Not easy. It was rainy. It was windy. It was cold. I wasn't happy. But, you know, I'm out there on the course and I'm thinking to myself, why do I do this to myself? Why am I out? This is not my chosen profession. Why am I golfing on television in front of people walking this course 8+ miles, by the way, in the rain and wet and cold? Why am I here? And in the weeks, a couple of weeks since I left, I realized why I did it. I ran into Charlie Reimer, professional golfer, golf channel analyst, and was talking to him about it and saying that, like, why am I doing this to myself? And he says, well, people don't realize, who just think of golf as being in a golf cart, having beverages, hitting the ball every few minutes, and they're like, it's not really a sport. He's like, it's a very different thing where you're walking in these tough conditions in rain and wind and cold and the strain that it puts on your body doing that same repetitive motion for five straight days, but, you know, walking four, and some people playing, you know, 6 or 7 days in a row. It is the challenge for me, the physical challenge, the mental challenge, because mentally it's very difficult as well to stay focused for so long. I love it. I love doing it. It gives me so much joy, even in the moment. Sometimes when I think I don't want to be here anymore, it gives me a tremendous amount of joy. So I appreciate Hilton Grand Vacations inviting me out. And that's another reason I'm there, by the way, is they put on a hell of an event there at Lake Nona Golf Club. The people at Lake Nona do a great job. This is a championship level course, clearly, because we're playing the Tournament of Champions there. But also, it's so incredible for me to get to play with the pros there. Lydia Ko, who I've gotten to know over the last several years, both at PXG, when she was at PXG, and then also here at the Tournament of Champions. She was the winner, 14 under for the week, in incredibly difficult conditions this year. I was so happy and proud of her. But I got to play with the first day I am paired in a professional golf event with the number one player in the world, Lilia Vu. Unbelievable. I also got to play with Leona McGuire, Paula Rito, Jennifer Kupcho. I had a great, great time, and watching them play golf, seeing their distance control and their accuracy off the tee is really fun. I also want to congratulate the Flying Squirrel, Jeff McNeil, baseball player for the New York Mets, two-time All-Star, 2022 All-Star starting second baseman. He won the batting title that year, Silver Slugger Award. Apparently, he's one hell of a golfer. We used the old Stableford format in the celebrity division, which means basically you can't get any worse than double bogey. I mean, let's just sum it up that way. So we get positive numbers there. 138. He finished two ahead of playing in the celebrity division. Oh, just LPGA legend and Hall of Famer Annika Sorenstam. Yeah. She finished two behind, and she lives on the course. So Jeff obviously was playing, well, he was playing some hell of a golf that week. So congratulations to him. I just wanted to take a moment to thank everybody there in Orlando for a great week. If you have never gone out to an LPGA event, well, in the words of Nike, just do it. All right. Suffice it to say, when I finished there on that cold, wet, windy Sunday, I did not want to play golf at all anymore, except I had to. Because shortly after that, I went to, I traveled across the other pond, the Pacific Ocean, to the Big Island of Hawaii. I went to the Ace Shootout there in Hawaii. And I wanted to take a couple moments here and tell you about the Ace Shootout. I was moved so much on this latest trip. I'm still probably suffering from jet lag, so I'm a little jittery, still feel a little emotional about it. But I'm going to try as best I can to tell you a little bit about the Ace Shootout. Ace Hardware, for 27 years, they have been putting on this event, the Ace Shootout. Ace Hardware and their vendor partners, Craftsman is one, SharkBite, many of them, they have raised $40 million for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals just through the Ace Shootout. We had the opportunity to meet Niall, one of their heroes, one of the kids who has been served by one of the hospitals in the Children's Miracle Network. He is a beautiful, beautiful child with an amazing spirit, perseverance. He recently received cochlear implants and is starting now to hear for the first time in his life. And the opportunity, the gift that I had by going to this event and meeting Niall and many other patients who are served was, it was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable experience for me and made me feel so lucky to be present there. As I said, $40 million. This year alone, for this week, during the Ace Shootout, they raised over $3.6 million for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Thankfully, I didn't have to walk for 4 days in a row. Until we started the skills competition, I did not pick up a golf club in between Orlando and that. People are like, are you going to play a practice round? Are you going to the range? I was like, look, I've hit enough balls because I hit more than most in Orlando. I either am going to have it or I'm not. And no amount of pounding balls on the range is going to help me. But thankfully, it's a skills challenge type format. Other celebrities who were lucky enough to be there, Greg Maddux, Hall of Fame pitcher, Darren Williams, and J.J. Barea, from the National Basketball Association. NFL legends and Super Bowl champions like Tim Brown and Santonio Holmes, who I had not met before. Santonio Holmes is credited with, some might say, the greatest catch in Super Bowl history, Super Bowl 43. He was named the MVP. And since I have, since I met him, I've been back, watched on YouTube. The replay is still there. 40 seconds left of the game. Ben Roethlisberger throws the ball into the corner of the end zone. Santonio Holmes catches it to help them win the game. He was named Super Bowl MVP. And also, more significantly than all of that, that was my first Super Bowl. First Super Bowl, I was at the game. And I saw it happen live and in person. And I thought, this is the greatest play I've ever seen live when I saw it. especially with so much on the line. But the reason I was at that game was because immediately following that catch, now there's an award ceremony and so forth. So, you know, maybe 45 minutes later on NBC, The Office aired after the Super Bowl. The episode, Stress Relief, with the largest audience, obviously, airing after the Super Bowl in the history of the show. And that's why I was there at the game. So it that moment holds a special significance for me, but also just that whole day, that whole experience of being there in Tampa is it's a cool thing to me. And so to be able to, one, go to this event, and two, have Santonio Holmes there, and three, be able to tell him that story that he is now, whether, you know, he knew it, not, he didn't know it before that, that evening when I told him, but he is a part of my history, my personal history. And, you know, I think that's what's so cool about sports. There's so many people were affected one way or the other by that moment. Some because they were rooting for a specific team, but sometimes other things that were involved. For me, The Office airing after that game was truly special. So to be able to tell him that story, which he at least seemed interested in it. That was fun. Also have to mention Michael Waltrip was there. Every event is made better with Michael Waltrip being there. Of course, a Fox Sports NASCAR contributor and two-time Daytona 500 champion, Michael Waltrip, and many, many others, by the way. It's just a special, special event benefiting many of the children's hospitals through CMN. A hospital very near and dear to my heart, Rady's Children's Hospital in San Diego. They were able to benefit because of my participation in the event. I named them as my benefactor for any money that I may or may not have won. But that's why I participated. That's why I drug myself from Orlando to Hawaii to participate in that event. Now there's many ways for the hospitals to win, by winning or placing in various challenges. And also Milwaukee Tools sponsored a fan favorite competition as well. Now, how did I do? How much was I able to win or not win for Rady's Children's Hospital? Well, you got to tune in to find that out. April 22nd on the Golf Channel, because when I say Golf Channel, I'm sure you all think of me. Because at least at the beginning of 2024, I've been on the Golf Channel about as much as anybody. Hopefully that's going to subside soon and we'll get back to some other business at hand. But yeah, I just wanted to take a couple minutes. You know, I love talking to my guests, but I do get questions at times. What you posted? Why are you in Hawaii? What are you doing traveling? Or why are you on another airplane? Well, sometimes it's for fun. Sometimes it's for competition, and sometimes, well, it's for other people who need some help. So that has been my time. And speaking of travel, yeah, I'm on the road again this week. Back to football. I will be departing in mere hours to Viva Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58. I've got some other events happening there, but this week I could not let this week go by without talking to Cynthia Freeland. Cynthia, born in Michigan, a rabid, some might say rabid, Detroit Lions fan. I know she had her heart broken by the Niners last week, and you know, a little bit of me died last week too with that game. I was really rooting for Detroit and the Lions. But I think now with Dan Campbell there in Detroit, the Lions are going to be relevant here and have a shot for years to come. Although Green Bay looking pretty good as well. Cynthia went to Boston College. She got a biology degree. Then she went to Northwestern. She got a Master of Business Administration degree in finance, entrepreneurship, which I find the most difficult word in the English language to say, by the way, entrepreneurship and innovation. Also a Master of Science degree on predictive analysis from said Northwestern University. Let's face it, Cynthia does the numbers way better than I do or ever did. Since 2016, she's been at the NFL Network, and today she's going to tell us who's going to win Super Bowl 58.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Cynthia.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm soaked. The dog has had me outside like 15 times today, so...
A little sick dog, I understand.
He decided that he was going to drink all of the water out of the puddle, yeah. And that gave him not a very happy stomach. And he's so sick, though, so you can't...
People talk about the storm of the century here in Southern California. It has even more repercussions for you.
This is the grossest storm I've ever lived through. Let me just, it's a literal poop storm for me.
Well, you'll be in Vegas soon, and somebody else will be dealing with that. Are you packed? Are you ready to go?
No, I'm not even close. I gotta figure. I mean, I'm kind of a last minute packer though, so whatever. Right. I'll figure it out.
Well, first off, my condolences on the Lions last week. Have you recovered yet?
You know, it was pretty quick after that I figured out, like, to be more happy that they exceeded expectations than being sad about how it ended. It just sucks when you have such a big lead and then the other team comes back and wins. But whatever. I mean, they're a little earlier in terms of their sort of rebuild and the expectations I had. So on some level, I got a chance to go to one of the playoff games at home. I was in Detroit. I got a chance to buy the entire bar round of drinks, which was a very inexpensive round of drinks. Let me just put it that way. But it was so much fun. I've never done that before. I'd be like, the whole bar's on me.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
So it was fun. Like I said, in Detroit, that's far more reasonable than
LA. Well, right. Yeah. Buying a round of drinks in Detroit, it would not be the same as on the coast there in Los Angeles. I got to ask you, you know, Dan Campbell, it's not Riverboat Ron, it's Gambling Dan, maybe that.
Dan, we need alliteration.
Is that Dinner, yeah?
Dan, I don't know.
What do you think about his style? And do you think it hurt toward the end of the game as a numbers person?
Look, I think in terms of his style, I think he's one of, if not the most authentic coach that we have. I mean, I don't think there's any piece of him that doesn't act like from the moment he wakes up till the moment he goes to bed, he is biting kneecaps. Like I am sure of that. The players that I've spoken to have said, no, this is actually like, he's all emotion all the time. So I think that authenticity like bleeds through. And I think the players really responded to that. And I also think that it wasn't so much necessarily like analytics calls or numbers calls. It was more about, that was their identity. I mean, the number of plays, you know, you never want to like tie them down. Like how many plays in the playbook are actually fourth down plays? But, you know, I asked for a range and that range that he told me was higher than most coaches have. So the reality is they just, it wasn't necessarily like because they thought the probabilities were in their favor. It was more because that's who they were. And I'm not mad about any of those calls in the SF game. I mean, I don't think he called the like Jahmyr Gibbs fumble play. Just a, you know, don't think he called that. Probably also don't think he called the like, you know, Brandon Ayuk catch a ball that bounced off the defender's head. But, you know, also probably not. I don't think Kyle Shanahan called that. Although if he could, that'd be pretty cool. But like, so I'm not so mad about it. It's more some of the things I think time management wise at the end of the game were a little bit more problematic from the standpoint of runs or passes on certain downs. That's actually, it's a little ironic because that's like how Kyle Shanahan maybe exited Atlanta. But you know, it's an interesting, it was just, but again, it's more identity than analytics. So you can't really be mad at it because they were outmatched. I mean, they were 7.5, I think seven or 7.5 point underdogs. It wasn't like they're 14 point favorites and blew this massive lead. Right. So,
right.
You know,
I mean, spoiler alert, they won me a little bit of money. So I didn't hate that. I just more was, I was rooting for them to win, but
it's just a better story. I mean, I'm biased 100%. And I like the Niners. It's like no anti-Niner sentiment. It's just more like, I've seen the Super Bowl. I was there in Miami, you know, like I want to see the Lions. But whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wish I could say I wasn't anti-Niners, but I am. I'm an unbiased journalist here just trying to figure out what's going to happen in this game. Now, I want to talk a little bit about you first because I think your story is fascinating. As I just told the listeners, you have 87 degrees in a variety of topics, not including sports. Significantly a master of science degree in predictive analysis from Northwestern. Now you were a financial advisor. Mm-hmm. How did you start to work for the NFL?
In business school. So when I started business school with my finance background, I was, you know, did like iBanking, the whole thing before business school, pretty normal stuff. I cold emailed the then CFO of the NFL. His name is Anthony Noto. He's now the CEO of SoFi after going through like Goldman, NFL, Goldman, Twitter, whatever. Like he's the freaking man. And he was a linebacker at Army. If that, he has linebacker mentality, if that's
right. Right.
I cold emailed him because I had read his research reports and I really liked him. He was then the CFO of the NFL. So when I was kind of trying to figure out my way, I was like, you know, I'm going to do my summer internship. Like all, you know, cocky MBA kids, you're like, I can go back into investment banking if I want to. And so I emailed him and was like, can I come work at the NFL? And that, and thus began my journey with the NFL. And a couple of the projects I worked on there from a finance standpoint were a 17-game season, two teams moving to LA. This was 2008, so there were no teams in LA. And a failed joint venture between ESPN Classic and the NFL Network. It was wild times. I didn't know who any of these people were, like yelling at each other, I want Wisconsin football and the NFL. You know we can't pay for it. It was incredible stuff.
Wow. So you worked on a 17-game schedule.
Yeah, back in 2008. And the cool part was I got to talk to the competition committee members who are like these, you know, Hall of Fame coaches, like people who know more. They've forgotten more about football yesterday than the rest of us will ever know. And asking them about fairness and how to keep parity, which is really what everyone, and including myself, believes is the true advantage of NFL football as opposed to any other professional sport. And that was a dog. And
I thought it was you. No, sorry, go ahead.
He wants to make everyone know he's here. It's like, Gordy's here, I'm here. So that was kind of where I started to really be able to map together how like analytics, or at that time, you know, a lot of Excel documents, if I learned how to code in better languages, I could make better models. And those models, which were usually to inform revenue, they could be switched to inform performance, because more competitive games for longer, more of an opportunity to make it to the playoffs means more viewers, more people care, more money. Round and round we go.
So interesting. I read this Detroit Free Press article. This quote stood out. This is from 2018.
Oh God.
no, but this, because look, I am a part of, I obviously analytics are important, right? And I mean, the master of all sports analytics would probably be the Oakland Athletics, right? I mean, like in terms of small market, yet they make the playoffs. They may not win, mm-hmm. but they make the playoffs. They're using it. But this debate that sort of rages between analytics and gut, right? In a way, Kyle Shanahan versus Dan Campbell. Now that's reductive. I understand that because everybody's using it to some degree. But I think that this quote from you helped me to sort of understand and see analytics in a totally new way. You said statistics is seeing that two defensive ends had the same number of sacks, but analytics can measure who is the better player of the two. And that often has to do with what they're asked to do and the specific defenses that they're in and how well that they do it. And so the idea is it's not just numbers or knowing numbers, but I think through your work as well, it's being an insider and talking to other people, understanding what defenses, for example, in that example, are being run, and using all of that information together to help be more predictive. I don't know.
I think it's to like really know, you know, I use this analogy a lot, is like we kind of have a sense of who's overpaid and we kind of have a sense of who's underpaid, but you kind of need to know what paid is to be able to understand where that line actually is. At the extremes, everyone can figure it out. Everyone knows that there are good, it's almost draft time. There are good quarterbacks coming up in this draft and there are ones that maybe aren't quite as talented right now. However, what an analytics point of view could tell you is who has the better chance of being a better backup in a specific system, who has a better chance of, you know, there's so many different ways to sort of slice it that you can say, in my system, I'm looking for these attributes. I can handle not having these, right? So it's less about being reductive, as you say, and more about finding a way to say, these are the potential assets, this is how they could work, or these are, you know, the potential attributes, and this is how we could nurture that development. I'm never going to dunk a basketball. I'm not tall enough to do that. However, I could potentially learn to shoot three point shots better, right? Like, right. There is something that nature is absolutely already made a boundary, but there are other things that make me more or less likely to be able to do something.
That's fascinating. You write your own code. So you're not using other people's codes.
I don't trust anyone else. I have like severe trust issues. No way. I don't use anyone else's code. Stay away.
Speaking of statistics, what was your record against the spread this year?
So I just went through and asked my producer because I work for the NFL and we're not allowed to gamble. Oh. I do not keep track.
Right.
You know, we're not allowed to do anything on our own, but although we pick every game with numbers, but don't ask me. I don't make the rules. I just follow them. So he told me that as of right now, I'm 176 and 108. So that's 61.97%.
Are you serious?
He just emailed it to me because I was like, I don't know. And then see, we have to pick every game. There's no way.
That's the point. You have to pick every game. Some you don't want to pick.
Right. Well, I will say this year, though, some of that I haven't wanted to pick have helped me out a lot. This year was a little whack, but like, you know, many years it's not that same.
Wow.
Yeah. I emailed him cause I was like, this is not on me. 176. We've had 284 games as of right now, 176 and 108.
Wow. That's very impressive.
Well, now I'm going to be 176 and 109. I just feel it.
Tell me a little bit about, and we'll see what happens with the news. Maybe you'll be going back to work for ESPN. Why you worked after the league office, you went and worked for ESPN for almost 5 years and then transitioned over to the NFL Network. Why, what made you make that decision?
Well, I was after business school. When I was done with business school, I went to Disney out here in Los Angeles, and I was working in like the strat planning, like the scary part of it, right? Where they're like, we'll buy you Lucasfilms, or we'll make some terrible acquisitions that I won't talk about in any interview going forward. Anyways, but we work on these things that were like larger financial models, not dissimilar to what I had been doing at the NFL. It was the lockout year at the NFL, and I had had a health issue, so I was not going to be able to get health insurance, which is why I made the leap to Disney after doing that failed JV that's how it all pieces together. So I came out here, I started doing that. Then a role opened out in Bristol, so I moved from Los Angeles to West Hartford, Connecticut. Good decisions. My life choices are really good. To work on the innovation team, which was like being able to use big data, sort of like money, before anyone was calling it, like they were like money balling things, right? Like analytics, but also since I had an actual tech background, figuring out how to sort of monetize different elements of this new analytics thing that was coming, right? So the day that Paul D. Podesta of Oakland A's fame got hired by the Cleveland Browns, nobody at ESPN knew how to talk about it. So for my very first time ever on TV was the 6 p.m. Sports Center talking about baseball and then football and what does quote unquote money ball for football mean? We have it. Then we have the switch. Then I had started doing it and they're like, why don't you come on home to the NFL? Cause I still was very close with my NFL peeps. And I came back to really what I want to do is help evolve this narrative around using data for storytelling. That's not like, I'm going to say this like really splashy thing and you're going to be mad at it or not. It's more about, okay, this is what you're seeing. And this is why this is a trend that's following, or this is a trend that's breaking. So, you know, it's like helping the fan who's already very smart be a little bit more like, okay, well, when you talk about like outside zone runs, why isn't that working this year? Or why does it look different? Why are people running the A gap again, right? As opposed to, because there's always a pendulum that swings. And this year, actually, we saw the defenses be far more impactful than we'd seen in recent years. So as that pendulum swings, we get to see a little bit of more of the macro narrative around it, as opposed to being like, I don't like this person.
I'm much more the second, but I'm pickier.
See, you're entertaining. A lot of people just yell into space. Like that last week I got real mad. Like I was listening to some of these takes on Dan Campbell and people were yelling into space about stuff. And I'm like, I don't even think this is, they're projecting something else. Like, this is like a therapy session for them. This isn't about Dan Campbell's decision. Like, I'm like, we've gone well past that. But
I'll be honest with you. I can't listen to it. I can't do it. I just can't do it. And I don't need to name any names. I could name a number of names. My limit is reached. I don't know. I don't feel old, but I feel like crotchety. And weirdly, most of these people are older than I am, but they're just yelling. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's like the angry old man syndrome.
I also don't love when people say that the analytics say during a broadcast. See, that's what I want to do next.
Oh.
I want to do in game. I've started trying to do it with preseason with the Bills. And if you can get the internet to work real time on code in Highmark Stadium, you can get it to work anywhere. Cause it's not a new stadium. It's an older stadium.
Right.
So that's what I've been trying to do. So we can say, hey, the instant pressure rate, right? Bills, you always talk about defensive pressure. Like Bills love, like you talk about Bills, you talk about pressure on the defense. And so you'd be like, hey, right now they're tracking at 35%, which is way lower than their 42% that they usually do. Why? Okay. This is what's happening. Then you can have a better conversation about it. It's always about like fourth down decisions. The analytics say to go for it. The analytics say not to go for it. And you're like, well, the reality is the model that they're using says in the past from this down distance and time on the clock remaining that this is what the outcome has been. But they don't know if like the right guard's been just getting smoked by Aaron Donald for the past six possessions, whatever. You know, they don't have that like nuanced part. So it is, and look, we don't have enough time on the broadcast to say, well, here's the nuances, right? Like there's 11 people moving all the time, but it is also a little frustrating as a person who I'm never saying anything. Like I'm saying, in fact, I'm useless, whatever. But like, you know, like the analytics are never like, you do like, no, there's no like a robot code in the back of a coach. It's like, beep, must do like, no, it's here's a decision that you need to make. And actually sometimes you have to make the low probability decision.
I love that you're saying that, and I think that there's another component as well, and you tell me as a numbers person if I'm way off here. I know people make too much out of momentum or energy, but hold on one second, there's a specific play that I always reference, which to me is like the model of this, and I believe that I was proved right because they shot a show around it. And when you watch the show, it makes you want to kill somebody. Green Bay Packers, the two Hail Mary game in Arizona in the playoffs, where literally with no time left on the clock, Rodgers throws a Hail Mary to come within 1 point. And they kick the extra point. Now, there was some question about whether or not he caught the ball or they went to replay. And during that season, All or Nothing was on the Arizona Cardinals. So it came out and NFL Films was in there documenting every moment. And do you know what every single person on the Arizona sideline was doing after the play was made before the point after attempt? They were looking at the scoreboard. They were looking at the score. Like, it was over. You go for two and you win the game. And whatever the quote unquote analytics say in that moment, to me, you have to define the time of the game, the circumstances around that as well. Not just if Aaron Donald is smoking the right tackle, but like where we are, we have never talking about, well, the analytics say in the past, with no time left on a clock in a playoff game where you've just had a Hail Mary thrown against you, really? And then, of course, you know, Green Bay never got the ball. Not that I'm still living back then, but I was in the stadium that day. And I, even at the moment, I screamed and screamed, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
So wait, I'll give you an answer for that.
Okay.
Because I think the two things that get conflated are momentum and psychology. There is a psychological factor when you have a massive play like that. And if you have another one in the arsenal where you have a stronger belief in yourself, I am not a psychologist, but I think those behavioral aspects are measurable. When people say the word momentum, that gets tricky because like, I don't really always know what they mean, right? Like in Got that it. Case, I know what you mean by it. But like, so, like sometimes people be like, well, if I get up on my couch and I watch from my bathroom it, through the little window, like I've thus, you know, a butterfly wing flapped in Japan and whatever, like, you know, like that, that's not the same, right? Like, I think we have to be careful with psychology.
Okay.
Like whatever we mean by.
Okay. So psychology you think is valid. Momentum.
I think the psychology is valid. I'm not sure always. It's just like when the word analytics has been bastardized.
Right.
The word momentum okay. also bastardized, right? Like
Fair.
Object in motion stays in motion, object in a set, whatever. Like we get it, but like sometimes they stop. Sometimes they, like it's very tricky because I would argue sometimes it's like, well, now it's special teams guys. And for the, it's not the same people. Like, but
right.
the psychology I think is real. I don't, but again, you're bastardizing the word momentum if you just use it for everything.
Right.
Oh, they've got momentum swing up, oh, momentum swing up. Oh, like it doesn't mean anything anymore. Just like, oh, the analytics say.
I need to watch. It sounds like you and I are the same. I need to watch the games with you because I spend as much time yelling at the announcers as I do anybody else. And I think based on this conversation, I find
I just do this.
We're on the same page.
Yeah. I mean, some of them are, I will say the ones that are great are really like, I'm like a Greg Olson fan times a million. Like I think he does a great job. So like he doesn't get too in his bag with weird trick phrases, right?
Right. No,
And Ian Eagle, I will go to the mat for Ian Eagle. I love Ian Eagle. He's also like he's like super fun to work with. So
Well, yeah, that makes a difference too.
Yeah.
But wait, sure. I do want to circle back on one thing. So you don't think based on whether I'm sitting or standing or watching a game through the window at a bar or sitting down at a table in the bar, you don't think that I have control over what's going on?
I mean, you might. I guess it's possible, but
shoot.
I'm a probabilities girl. That is a low probability event right there.
I was in the bathroom for that last offensive drive.
Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball and you're like just simply like moonlighting as another person, but you're actually Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball in that moment. Then we can talk about where you're watching it from actually matters because, you know, arm angles, actual velocity.
Yeah. Yeah. I was in the bathroom for that last offensive drive. I got to go back again. Call me. Hey, knock on the door when they've scored again. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Oh, my mother, my Italian mother. We went to my close friend in college is Matthias Kiwanuka, who was a defensive end for the New York Giants.
Okay.
We went to a game where he played in Detroit and he got hurt. As we were walking out, she went in the bathroom, came back out, threw her shirt away. Luckily, she was wearing a jacket over it. But she's like, it's all my fault. It's this shirt. And we're like, got it. So my mom caused an injury from the stands.
Yeah, that's terrible. I would never think anything like that. I might have looked for a hat that I wore the last time a team played.
I didn't wash my Lions sweatshirt. I didn't wash it on. So it's fine.
Is that true? You
gotta
even
wash it now.
You even
you
know.
Oh,
you can wash it for next year. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of specifics before general. You think that, you know, the thing I mentioned before, I mean, I know this is reductive. It's almost embarrassing to say these things in front of you, but you know, the two teams played 4 years ago, obviously a number of the same people involved. I think the coaches both being involved again and having the same experience of preparing for a Super Bowl for 2 weeks against the other coach. I think that's significant. Mm-hmm. Many of the same players, but as
Kansas City only has 17 players that haven't played in a Super Bowl. I know it's not the same as the one 4 years ago, but that's 17 players that haven't.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. If the Lions were playing in it, what would it be? Like 57?
Well, Jared Goff has played in the Super Bowl. Like maybe three.
Right.
Over under would be set at 3 players. I haven't seen I haven't looked at the roster in terms of Super Bowl, but that's where I'd set it.
Right.
It could probably be under too.
But obviously there's Christian McCaffrey this time around. There's also Mr. Not Irrelevant Anymore. Brock Purdy. But to me, a significant difference is the Chiefs' defense is no longer irrelevant. What do you think about this time around with the vaunted 49er offense against this new look Chiefs defense, which I don't know where you had them. That would be interesting. I couldn't find a list where the Chiefs were not in the top five, and most of them had them number two this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they're probably 3-ish two for me as well.
Okay.
It's hard for me to, I'll have to go back and look, but top five for sure. Absolutely. Top four for sure. The interesting part in this game will be the yards after the catch for the Niners, because Niners, that's what they do. Past two seasons, they've led in that metric on a per reception basis, 6.7 yards per reception. That is a lot. 2.1 of those are yards after the catch over expected. So that is a stat that I like, because it kind of makes you like it's like a war sort of metric for, it's better when it's for position groups, like yards after the catch over expected. It's not quite as amazing on an individual player basis because whatever, but as a blended group, it's actually pretty instructive. So there, I mean, 6.7 is a ton, and the Chiefs defense, they are second best at limiting such yards. So they're really good tacklers. They're understanding where they're supposed to be. They're strategic with their blitzing. Sure, they do it at a top six rate in the league, but it's strategic. So they're not getting a blitz and then just not getting home. right? Like they're blitzing in times either, you know, a predictable passing down or something where they get a pressure. For example, in this game, I would look at the right side of the offensive line for the 49ers. I mean, we saw Aiden Hutchinson from the Lions line up against there, and then, you know, George Kittle like smoked him a couple of times, but it's still like, that's the side of the line that they're going to need to account for. But it's really their ability to, especially at the intermediate level, just kind of find that area right in between where those rushers go and where the, you know, the safeties are in the back, because the corners are very good. And both L'Jarius Sneed and Trent McDuffie in the red area get even better. So don't get the compressed field. They need to rely on Yak. That's the one thing. If the Niners win, it's because they've got a lot of Yak. That's why.
I love that. Yak. It's yards after catch. I love that. Yeah, it's funny. It's not funny at all. I don't know why I used that. That was just like me trying to think of a word to say. But like McCaffrey, Debo, even Kittle. Yeah, you when you see their plays or when you think about them, mm-hmm. It's just like they just make people miss. They just make people miss 1, 2, 12. Yeah. There's only 11 players on defense, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, usually
that's very interesting. Brock, mm-hmm. He has, well, certainly the second half of the Detroit game, he put on a pretty impressive performance. Doesn't appear, however, to be dominating start to finish as he was during the regular season. You think he's going to be tight? What do the numbers say about that?
I think it's going to be a tighter game. I can tell you who I have winning. I mean, I've done my homework already.
You have?
I have. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, if there is some weird injury if something really strange happens, this would all potentially change. But despite Brock, and these two things can be true at the same time. I think Brock Purdy is a good quarterback, and I think he's a long-term great solution. It doesn't necessarily mean that I don't think that Kansas City's offense is going to dominate San Francisco's offense. And that's more where I fall. I think hopefully, and I do have a pretty healthy scoring game, but I think that the Chiefs, to me, it's going to be hard to outwit the Chiefs in this chess game, especially since, and I would say this to Kyle Shanahan if he was sitting right here, sometimes at the end of games, look what happens if he's trailing in fourth quarters. It's not a pretty number. And sometimes at the end of the game, like he's like, let's run. And you're like, no, it's a pass. Like, you know, he just, the strategy doesn't work. And it's not and this has, honestly, it's nothing to do with Brock Purdy. It's not because I think Brock Purdy's going to go out there and like not, and throw, what did he throw against the Ravens? Like 4 interceptions? No, that ain't it. It's just more, I think Patrick Mahomes in this situation, and more Isaiah Pacheco, because I think that's where they're going to get those burst yards. Go watch what happened on first down with the Lions game, or with your guy Aaron Jones in the Packers game the week before. It's those first downs on first downs where you can really, the Niners can get got. They can get got on those. And as unsexy as that sounds, that to me is a far more instructive way to live than to say, hey, we need to rely on not confusing Brock Purdy for four quarters. Because, by the way, Steve Spagnuolo is expert at that. By the way, did you know it's the 15th anniversary of the David Tyree head thing where Steve Spagnuolo was a defensive coordinator? I don't know. I just thought of that the other day. I was like, wow, that's crazy. Spags was the coordinator in that Super Bowl too.
Insane.
He beat Tom Brady, who was undefeated that year. So you got to give Spags a little bit of credit right there.
Wow. You got the Chiefs winning a close one, eh?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Which is the under, you know, they're not favored.
Me too. Me too.
Winning.
I don't know. That's either winning, twinning, or we're both going to be wrong. I mean, one way or the other. We're at least on the same team. Well, I am hoping for a big game from my fellow SMU Mustangs. Hail to the red and the blue, the Mustangs of SMU. Rashee Rice having a very nice little postseason. I'm hoping it continues. And
so wait, I want to give you my low key. I like Rashee Rice.
Okay.
But I think my low key, like, if you want to think about, I'm going to use the word alternate MVPs, perhaps not quarterbacks or Christian McCaffrey, because those three would right. seem the most obvious.
Yes.
I think there could be a world where Isaiah Pacheco happens to run roughshod, and not that I don't think it's super likely, but I think there's value there.
Okay.
Picking up and putting down. Because if you're going to say, I believe the Chiefs win, and part of the way the Chiefs win is to keep the ball out. You got to keep the ball on this side. We both think there's going to be a decent amount of points scored. Okay. So then what? What do you do if you're Andy Reid strategically? You run the football,
right,
or you use the short passes that we've seen. And that's where, because you're not going to pass into Fred Warner or Dre Greenlaw. That isn't going to happen. But you can on outside zone runs, which is hilariously like a Kyle Shanahan special, outside zone runs. That's how they can make them like not very happy.
I like it. I like it a lot. We will see you in Las Vegas very, Yay! Very soon. Thank you so much for your insight. I just put $1 million on Pacheco to win the MVP. The odds were incredible. I hope that was smart. If not, again, it's your fault.
I mean, it's totally my fault. And if you win, I'll let you pay off my student loans. No big deal.
Actually, if I were to make that bet, I would pay off your student loan. Even though after today, I know that you have 87 degrees. I would still pay
I'm
off.
I'm only paying for two of them still. I got one done.
Cynthia, thank you so much. I will see you in Vegas.
Woohoo! See you very soon. Safe travels. Stay out of this rain.
You too. Thank you, Cynthia, for joining me. I will see you in Vegas. We're gonna have an interesting week, to say the least. And everybody, you heard it here first. The Chiefs in a high-scoring, close game over the 49ers. Again, we're both right or we're both wrong. Listeners, thank you so much for indulging me with story time with Brian today. And enjoy the game. Good luck in whatever way you choose to watch. And I will see you next week for another, well, it's going to be an amazing episode. Off the Beat is hosted and executive produced by me, Brian Baumgartner, alongside our executive producer, Ling Lee. Our senior producer is Diego Tapia. Our producers are Liz Hayes, Hannah Harris, and Emily Carr. Our talent producer is Ryan Papa Zachary. Our theme song, Bubble and Squeak, performed by the one and only Creed Bratton.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.